KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
The flu. This time my sinuses are really acting up on me. I don't have much strength in Michael, but I got to rely on the strength in God. When Michael's strength gives out, God's strength kicks in. I ought to have a witness in the house. Just so good to be here. Love the pastor, love Pastor Smith. We have a real live relationship that most preacher pastors in this area really don't have. You may not see us together every day, but we really have a real live relationship. If he can just give me a little volume. I don't have much down in the tank. Y'all kind of excuse me just a little bit, but God gonna help this thing out. To this church, I say thank you for allowing Pleasant Green to share with you on this day. There are many preachers and pastors who could have really easily been here to do this, but thank you, Pastor Smith and the Scott Island Church, for your invitation. I got to make you laugh, Pastor McCullough on, E. my light on. We just a few seconds down the street. I can't find nowhere to park and my light's still on. Someone said, boy, you better hurry and park this car before you sit in the middle of the street. I said, all the cars on both sides, I have no place to park. That's a good problem. That's a good problem. To all my political friends, I hadn't seen you in a while, Brother Woods. I hadn't seen you in a while. And I pray that God give you all the desires of your heart. I just want you all to do what's right for the people. I just want you to remember the least of them. And God will work it out for you. Each and every one of you, whether you're in office or running for office,
that's right.
For the least of them.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
Many times we look at the rich and the powerful, but for the least.
That's what he said, right?
And I pray that God will just bless it. We're going to talk when this thing is over. I want to thank the Pleasant Green Church. Stand wherever you are. I don't know where you are. They're all over here someplace. Yeah. Thank you for coming. My daughter and my grandboys are here. I guess she's my girlfriend now. We don't always see eye to eye, but I'm daddy. One thing about daddy, you can't be a friend and be daddy at the same time.
Talk to me, son.
That's like pastoring and preaching. A scared pastor can't preach.
Talk to him.
A scared preacher can't pastor.
That's right. Say that good.
Now, fellas, don't try to act like me, fellas, but I'm trying to tell you something. Pleasant Green will tell you a scared preacher can't pastor.
That's right.
And a scared pastor, said Pleasant Green, you know what it is. Stan Lauren and Trey and Alex. They've been hanging out with Pops this weekend. Pops been sick. Thank you all. I thought Michael is sick. But there's a word from the Lord, y'all. Kind of kicked up in my spirit a little bit. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 15th chapter. The 15th chapter and the 21st verse. And we're going to dibble-dabble all the way to the 27th verse. Y'all just excuse this sinus deal here. I guess I'm not by myself in here with this.
Come on now, come on. Right here,
guys. Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came in of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, come go with me, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Yes, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's talk a little bit, if y'all don't mind messing with me here a little bit. When a mother cried. When a mother cried. My whole life has been centered around law enforcement.
My Lord.
From college to Army, MP, federal prison, hostage, investigator, public defender's office. Every day. I see mothers come, and I see the floodgates of the emotion release when they hit the courtroom. And the floodgates doesn't stop because their child is in trouble. Sometimes fathers are there, most times not. Mothers come in who's been struggling with their young folk.
My God, my God.
Trying to give them proper direction. I don't know what has taken place in our community.
Talk to us.
Where we have allowed drugs to come into our community.
Lord help
us. And rob our best man.
Lord Jesus, say it good.
Most beautiful women.
My Lord.
Most handsome men.
My Lord, say
Now they walk around like some. Do I have some help in the house? Do anybody in the house feel me right now? Drugs has come into our community. The sad part about it, we turn our heads because of it.
Said good.
We all have to join together.
That's right.
And root this infectious disease out of our community.
My Lord. Say that.
Y'all just bear with me for a little while.
Oh, you got it.
It hurts me to see young folks stand before the judge, and the judge gives them a life sentence. It hurts me to see young folk being cut off from their future. Because when you're locked up for life, you have cut your generation off. You are unable to produce children. So your ability to have grandchildren have been cut off.
Lord Jesus, say it.
Because you have been robbed at an early age. So now your life has been cut off. And your generation is now gone.
Yes, sir.
Great boy.
We just had to finish a case on Friday where they're sending drugs from Oakland, California to Houston to Opelousas. And they got a death trail from Oakland, California, a death trail from Houston, a death trail in Opelousas. Where a series of killings has taken place. Because drugs has become their Lord.
My Lord, say that now, say it.
But they have no Savior.
My God.
Do I have some help in the house? The drugs has become their Lord, but they have no Savior. Let me get on with the text, but later on, I'm going to have to talk to you about this drug thing that we have. And we got to root it out of Opelousas. We got to root it out of Alexandria. We got to take it out of our communities. And we just got to tell them, drugs is not welcome here. Finish your family.
That's right.
Anymore. Drug dealers, you come in this community, we're going to call a popo on you, and they're going to pick you up, and they're going to take you away. Because we're not going to let you tatter.